Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. This is your boy, Elder Lewis Gray, coming to you again on another Tuesday with a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. I pray that God has been good to you over the week. As I say every Tuesday, if you have breath in your body, you owe God a praise. Come on and give him some praise today. He woke you up this morning. Amen. The psalmist says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. So you owe God a praise today. He woke you up this morning. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And I don't know about you this morning, but I thank God that he woke me up this morning. Thank God that he started me on another day's journey. Hallelujah. And I owe God a praise. Good morning to you that are listening by way of radio, whether it's in your office, your car, or your home. Good morning to you. Don't touch that dial. You're not here by accident, but you're here by divine appointment. God has sent you here, amen, to get a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God today for you, you, and you. We send a shout out to my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, who is the pastor of our church located in the great city of Cocoa, Florida at 16 South Wilson Avenue in Cocoa, Florida at True Pentecostal Community Temple Church of the Apostolic Faith. Sending a shout out to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Good morning to you, sir, and to my wife, Minister Frida Gray, who is on the job this morning. Amen. I love you, honey. Amen. And we will get this on the way to Bible study. Amen. I'm just excited to be here today. It's another day. The sun is shining outside. Amen. And there's breath in my body, and the blood is still running warm in my vein. As the songwriter says, just another day that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil, and my mind stayed on Jesus. Yes, it's just another day that the Lord, he has kept me. And you know what? I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil, and my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, it's just another day that the Lord has kept me. Somebody ought to give God some praise today. Hallelujah. He kept you. Just another day that the Lord has kept you, and you owe God a praise today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So without further ado, I want to go into the word of the Lord today. Can be found in a very familiar passage of scripture. Amen. Psalms 91. Hallelujah. Psalms 91. And I'm going to read this into your ear. I may try to get through the whole psalm, but I'm just going to read a portion of it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm going to read verses 1 through 7. Amen. It said that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Glory be to God. Dear gracious Father, be with me these few moments as I bring forth a word for your people to encourage someone out there today. Hallelujah. God, be with me as I decrease so that you will increase and you alone will get the glory. Remember those that are bereaved, those that are sick and afflicted in their body. Oh, God, comfort them that have lost a loved one. Touch them that need a healing today. Stop by the hospital, the jail cells. Stop by the nursing homes. Oh, God, and touch them as only you know how. God, again, be with me. Remember those that are in our leadership, our president, our Congress, and our Supreme Court. Give them wisdom to make the right decisions and to do the right thing. Be with our president. Strengthen him, God, in all areas, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want to deal from a subject. You ought to make God your refuge. You ought to make God your refuge. Hallelujah. The psalmist said, he that dwelleth in the secret place. Do you have a secret place today? Of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Really, the secret place means sanctuary. It is a place of refuge. In the Old Testament, when they committed an unintentional murder, God established 6 sanctuary cities that that person could go to, that he could seek protection, he could seek refuge from. And God is providing each and every one of you within the sound of my voice a place of refuge. Refuge in him. There's all sorts of things that are going on in our world today. There's division. There is hate. There is violence. There is pestilence. There are all kinds of things that are going on. And sometimes we just need a place to get away to. We need to get away from all the violence and all of the stress of daily living. And our refuge can be in God. God is our refuge. And I encourage you today that within the sound of my voice, you need a place of refuge. You need a place where you can hide from the world. And that place is in God. Said he that dwelleth in the secret place. You know what that secret place is? It is a place that you have established to where you will go to meet God. That place can be found in prayer. Prayer. Many times when Jesus was out ministering, and he was dealing with the cares and the affairs of this world. And after he had ministered and after he would heal people, the Bible lets us know that he would go to a solitary place, a place that he could be alone. You know, there are so many voices that are speaking into our lives on a daily basis. The voices of our spouse, the voices of our children, the voices of our workplace, the voices of the news. You know, if you listen to the news all day, you'll get bad news. You'll get news that will depress you. You'll get things that will cause you to be discouraged. But sometimes you need a word from the Lord. You need to get away. You need to steal away to a place, to your secret place, that you can hear from God. Because God is our refuge. God will give us peace in the midst of a storm. There are some people that are going through some storms right now. And you need refuge. And that place is in God. See, he that dwelleth in the secret place. God just doesn't want you to stop by every now and then. But you've got to live in his presence. Live in his presence. Hallelujah. And when you live in his presence, God will nurture you. He will protect you. Hallelujah.
because he is the Almighty God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That means under his wings. That means under his protection. There is no greater protection that we can have than that which is in Jesus Christ. Father may leave you. Mother may leave you. Children may leave you. That job may fire you. They may let you go. But the greatest refuge, the greatest protection that you'll ever have is in Jesus Christ. He said, "Lo, I will be with you always, even until the end of the world." Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. He said it in his word. And see, when you're under the shadow of the Almighty, that means that God is always around. That means God is near you. God will strengthen you when you need strengthening. There are many people today that are giving up. They're committing suicide because the pressures and the cares and the affairs of this life are causing them to want to give up, wanting to throw in the towel. Somebody might be sick within the sound of my voice today. And you, the doctor's not giving you any good news. But there is refuge in God. When you don't know what to do, when you don't know how to react, seek God. There is refuge in Jesus Christ. And he says, "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress." You know, when the enemy comes against you, in the old days, they would build fortresses to protect them from the invading enemy. That fortress would protect them. It doesn't mean that the enemy is not going to come against you, because he will. But Jesus said that no weapon, that the word of God said that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That the enemy is going to form some weapons. He's going to shoot some arrows. But God is our fortress. He shall protect us. We can count on him. You know, he will shield us through his faithfulness. See, men may say they're going to do things for you, and then they not do it. People say, "I'll be with you." And then when the storms of life occur and things get hard, they'll walk away. But God, Jesus, is faithful. He will not leave us, nor will he forsake us. That's why the psalmist, that's why he can say, "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress." Why? Because he knew that God was faithful. He was faithful. And then look what he says, "In him will I trust." He can make that statement because God had been faithful to him before. All you got to do is begin to look back over your life. There were some situations that should have destroyed you, some things that should have killed you, but yet through God's faithfulness, God kept you. He allowed you to survive. You're not here because of luck, but you're here because of the grace of God. "And in him will I trust." I might not be able to trust in my brother, might not be able to trust in my sister, might not be able to trust in my daddy, might not be able to trust in my mama, though I believe I would. But we're in this flesh. And sometimes people have a desire to do things. That reminds me of Peter. When Peter basically paraphrased and said, I will be with you, Jesus. I will never leave you. I will die for you. You know what? Peter meant it. He meant everything he said. But you know what? This flesh will fool you. Because when things get hot and heated, sometimes what people said doesn't match up to what they're going to do. because now they're in it now. They're in, Peter got in, he said it because he meant it, but when things got hot and he was actually put in the fire, Peter started, I don't know the man. Aren't you one of the disciples? I don't even know the man. And Jesus told him that he would forsake him. Before the cock crows, hallelujah. Before the cock crows, he will have denied him three times. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He told him what he was going to do. But yet Peter meant what he said. And sometimes people mean what they say. I'll be with you. But when the dial gets turned up, they forget what they said and they flee on you. But the psalmist knew that I can trust in God. Hallelujah. I can trust in God. And he says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Trouble gonna come. Things are gonna happen. He never told us that we weren't going to go through anything. But he says, I will deliver you. Hallelujah. Sometimes God may not deliver us, but he will sustain us. Come here, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They would not bow to the pressures of the world. They would not bow to the system of the world. The king came to Nebuchadnezzar and told them that at the sound of all of the music, I want everyone to bow to me. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't bow. Many people are bowing to the pressures that they're facing. They're bowing to the pressures of life. They're throwing in the towel. The enemy is coming at them in so many ways. I'm talking to somebody now. The enemy has been coming at you in every kind of way that he can. And people are bowing to the pressures of this world. They're giving up and they're throwing in. But the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we're not going to bow. And it got news back to the king. There were certain Jews, three of them in particular, that are not bowing to you. And the king got furious. He had to come and see for himself. Say, I'm going to give you one more chance. That when the music and all of this noise begins to play, I'm going to give you one more chance to bow. They played the music. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego just stood there. Said, we're not careful to answer you. Said, we serve a God that's able. That if he wants to, he will deliver us. But if he chooses not, we're still not going to bow. You know what? We've got to stand on the word of God. That when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord said, I shall raise up a standard. The enemy is going to come. He never told us that the enemy is not going to attack us. But he said, one thing I will do. Said, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. Hallelujah. He's going to deliver you. He didn't say how. And they gave him one more opportunity. And the music played and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego just stood there. We're not going to bow. He said, throw them, heat up the fires seven more times. Get it seven times, then throw them in the fire. Threw them in the fire. Gave them a few seconds, hallelujah. Looked in. Something was happening. The enemy thought that they were going to die. But yet, the Lord Jesus Christ was in the fire with them. Said, didn't we not throw in three? But I see four. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And he saw God, Jesus, in the middle of the fire with them. Sustaining them, brought three of them out, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Come on out. God is calling you out of your fire today. I'm talking to somebody today. God said, I'm your refuge, and I'm calling you out of your situation. You know, three came out, but another one stayed in. The Son of Man, the Son of God stayed in there because they knew that you and I would have to go through the fire. He was going to be our refuge. Hallelujah. That's why the psalmist said, he shall cover thee with the feathers. And under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. The psalmist said, I'm not going to be afraid. The enemy can huff and puff and do whatever he wants to. But I got a fortress. I got a God that I can trust. I got a God that I can seek refuge in. In the time of trouble, he shall hide me. You know, the enemy is going to come, but the Lord's going to hide you. If you dwell in a secret place, if you stay with him, if you don't throw in the towel, if you don't give up, the enemy wants you to give up. He wants you to give out. He wants you to quit. He wants you to throw in the towel. But I'm talking to somebody today. Don't give up. Don't give out. Don't throw in the towel. God said, seek me. There is refuge in me. Hallelujah. God's going to deliver you. He's going to protect you. He's going to strengthen you. It's not in you. He told Jehoshaphat that the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord. Too many times we try to fight the battle on our own, but you can't fight the enemy. You got to let the Lord fight him. You got your help, your protection, your deliverance comes in Jesus Christ. Too many times when I was out in the world, I tried to fight battles on my own. But now I know that the Lord, he is my refuge. I was seeking, but I couldn't find what I was looking for. But I found it in Jesus Christ. I think I talked about this one other time. Everything you need can be found in Jesus. Refuge can be found in Jesus. You ought to make God your refuge today. Whatever you need to get away from and whatever you need to get to, it's in Jesus. Get away from people. Get away from situations that are going to weigh you down. But find refuge in Jesus. Your secret place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under his shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah, somebody. And he says, I'm not going to be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. The enemy wants you to fear. Fear. Fear is nothing but false evidence appearing real. Doesn't matter what the doctor says. That's just all that false evidence appearing real. But God says through the book of Isaiah, whose report shall you believe? I believe the report of the Lord. The Lord said that by his stripes, we are healed. I'm talking to somebody today. You're healed. You're delivered. God said it's time to release. Hallelujah. It's time of release. I'm going to release my healing. I'm going to release my deliverance. I'm going to release my peace. Hallelujah. It's time for release. Whose report will you believe? He says, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Pestilence can include flood, famine, hail, fire, anything that threatens us human beings. The psalmist, he sought safe haven from thieves, wild animals, persecutors, sickness, and all threats that existed in the darkness. God said, come out of the darkness. I am the light of the world. God said, I'll bring you out into the marvelous light. Come on, somebody. Come on here, Holy Ghost. God, I'm talking to somebody. You ought to make God your refuge. Choose God today. And look what the psalmist said in Psalms in verse number 7. He said, let me finish reading number 6. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. And then he says, 1,000 in verse number 7 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. Look what he says. But it shall not come nigh thee. The psalmist saying, I don't care what's going on around me. I've got peace in the midst of the storm. It makes me think about a hurricane as I get ready to close here. You know, the most peaceful place in a hurricane is in the eye. All around it, hell is breaking loose. Storms, the things are flying around and things are being destroyed. But in the eye of the storm, the sun is shining. It's quiet. It's a place of refuge. And if you're ever in a storm, be in the eye. Jesus, the God said, we are the apple of his eye. Glory be to God. So I'm telling you today as I get ready to close, I'm out of time, but not out of word. Make God your refuge. Make him your secret place. I'll read it one more time and I'm done. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Stay under his wings. Make God your refuge. So until next week, the same time, may the Lord be with you and God bless you. Amen. We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the choir sings.